This is VOA News, News Fire Remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Rescuers on the Gulf Coast of the U.S. used boats and high water rescue vehicles Thursday to reach people cut off by floodwaters in the aftermath of Hurricane Sally. Even as a second round of flooding took shape along rivers and creeks swollen by the storm's heavy rains. Across southern Alabama and the Florida Panhandle, homeowners and businesses began cleaning up, and officials inspected bridges and highways for safety. This is a day after Sally rolled through with 105 mile per hour winds, a surge of seawater, and 1 to 2.5 feet of rain in many places before it began to break up. China flexing its military muscle in response to a 3-day visit by U.S. Undersecretary of State Keith Krach to Taiwan. China, which claims Taiwan as its own territory, issued stern warnings to abandon the meeting. Friday, China said it is conducting military exercises near the Taiwan Strait, and what it says is it's a response to the situation there and to safeguard its sovereignty and territorial integrity. A defense ministry spokesman told reporters during a briefing that current efforts between the ruling Democratic Progressive Party of Taiwan and the United States to cause trouble will lead to a dead end. Joe Biden says that Russia will pay a price for interfering in U.S. elections if he wins the White House. The former vice president said Thursday during a CNN town hall near his hometown of Scranton, Pennsylvania, that Russia would face repercussions for attempting to influence November's vote. He declined refuse to say exactly what he meant, saying that it wouldn't be prudent to be more specific. U.S. intelligence officials believe that Russia is using a variety of measures to denigrate Biden ahead of the November election and that individuals linked to Kremlin are boosting President Trump's re-election bid. This is VOA News. In a memo to U.S. attorneys Thursday obtained by the Associated Press, the United States Justice Department emphasized that federal prosecutors should aggressively go after demonstrators who cause violence, and even sedition charges could potentially apply. The sedition statute doesn't require proof of a plot to overthrow the government. It instead could be used when a defendant tries to oppose the government's authority by force. Attorney General William Barr has been pushing his U.S. attorneys to bring federal charges and protest-related violence whenever they can, keeping a grip on cases, even if a defendant could be tried instead in state court. Former FBI Director James Comey is set to testify before the Senate Judiciary Committee on September 30th, appearing just a month before the presidential election, as Republicans have tried to make the case that he and his agency conspired against U.S. President Donald Trump in 2016. Comey, whom Trump fired in May of 2017, will be featured to witness in a Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham's investigation into the origins of the Justice Department's Russia probe. The president has long tried to discredit the investigation, which concluded with a 2018 report by special counsel Robert Mueller. The president has called it a hoax. Graham said that he has also invited Mueller to testify, but Mueller has declined. More than 944,000 people have now died from COVID-19 worldwide, and we've reached and surpassed the milestone of 30 million infections globally. Just three countries, the United States, India, and Brazil, together make up more than a third of the deaths and half of the infections. Just 2 weeks after students started returning to Ball State University last month, the surrounding county has now become Indiana's coronavirus epicenter. Out of nearly 600 students tested for the virus, more than half of them have tested positive. Dozens of infections have been blamed on off-campus parties, prompting university officials to admonish students. University President Jeffrey Mearns wrote that the cases apparently were tied not to classrooms or dormitories, but to poor personal choices some students are making primarily off campus. He said there are similar examples at other college towns across the nation. Bolivia's conservative interim president, Jeanine Añez, pulled out of next month's general election Thursday, a move that should strengthen other candidates running against the front-running Socialist Party of ex-leader Evo Morales. Añez said in a video message she sought to unify those opposing the candidates for the party of Morales, who resigned last year after an election sparked widespread protest. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.